emergency squad.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for fund 3400, department 0520, emergency squad.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Questions to the, directed to the emergency squad.
So if you guys, one of y'all want to come up in case we have a couple of questions. Right, yeah, you're good right there. So I appreciate you coming.
Oh, thank you for having us.
So I just quick check, look at a couple of the changes. So I noticed we have a $20,000 change for small equipment purchase. What is that?
Looking to do some drones, get some drones for us to help with search and rescues.
Okay.
What kind of drones?
We're still studying those. So that we haven't made a final decision on any of them. We do have a member that is Little Rock, he's their drone guy, so he's the one that's kind of guiding us through this. And they're about to make some purchases for some drones too, extra ones there. So he's doing a lot of research on it.
Okay. I know a little bit about what you guys do, but can you tell me more about what y'all have done over the last 12 months?
Well, over the last 12 months, there hasn't been a whole lot that we've been called out for. What we have been called out for is mainly just searches. A lot of children running off or going missing.
Okay.
But we have a lot more capabilities now. We've got a dive team. We've got a swift water team. We've got boats. Bunch of equipment to do a lot of that stuff.
And a little over $3 million in the bank, right?
No.
Is that wrong?
No, it was almost $400,000. You're talking about in the budget, right?
Your budget request is $210,000?
Yes.
And I see you have $3.3 million available to appropriate. Is that wrong?
That's news to me.
Just what was on the projection sheet that we were given at the beginning of the budgeting process. So I don't know why the number's there, because I thought it looked really strange too, and I thought, what in the world?
Yeah, no.
I'll follow up with the treasurer about that and see why that number is what it is. Oh, wait, no further questions for me. Sorry, thank you.
No problem.
Mr. Chairman, that was when there was a fat finger error from the treasurer's office, but it should. Their account balance, total funds available is $459,669, and with this request of $210,000, they'll have $202,000 left, basically, in the fund. It was entry error.
Okay, error. Well, thank you.
No further questions?
Make a motion, we approve.
Second.
Thank you.
Next is one.
Still need it. Point of order. Still need to vote on the motion.
Yeah. We got a motion and second. We didn't vote.
Good. All in favor of advancing the emergency squad to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Good. Opposed? Next is the sheriff's budget.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for fund 1000, department 0400, sheriff.
Second.
Are there any questions for the sheriff's budget? No questions for the sheriff's budget.
Make a motion, we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the sheriff's budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Good.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for fund 1000, department 0418, county jail.
Second.
Questions about the county jail budget?
question. Maybe in a different budget, but I see that, of course, we have the reduction of $60,000 for medicine and drugs since we went to the jail doctor contract, but I didn't know what the jail doctor contract is.
I'm going to assume that's going to be 3009, other professional services.
We're actually budgeting for the jail doctor contract out of a few different funding sources. The $3,009 is just a portion of the annual contract.
Okay, so it's like one third or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm fine.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nothing further about the county jail.
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing county jail to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 1000, Department 0433, Jail Juvenile Grant.
Second.
Questions about the Jail Juvenile Grant budget? No questions?
And Mr. Chair, make a motion we approve.
All in favor of advancing the jail juvenile grant budget to the full court for this consideration, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for Fund 1000, Department 0445. This is the COPS grant.
Second.
Questions about the COPS grant budget? Questions?
Mr. Chair, make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the COPS grant to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? COPS grant advanced.
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 1801, Department 0426, Commissary.
Questions about the commissary budget?
Looks like it's flat. I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the commissary budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Commissary budget passed.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for Fund 3007, Department 0438, Sheriff's Automation.
Second.
Questions about the Sheriff's Automation Fund? No questions?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the Sheriff's Automation Fund to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Sheriff's Automation.
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 3015, Department 0425, Drug Control.
Second.
Questions about the Drug Control Fund? No questions?
Mr. Chair, make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the drug control budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Advance.
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 3017, Department 0439, Jail Operations and Maintenance.
Second.
Any questions about the jail operations and maintenance budget? No questions?
Hang on just a second.
Is that a contracted service? Food?
No, we defunded the food out of this budget, and we're or for next year, I'm sorry. And then this is a large portion of the medical contract for next year.
That makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No further questions.
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the jail operations, maintenance budget to the full court? Risk consideration indicated by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 3018, Department 0437, County Detention Facility.
Second.
Other questions about the County Detention Facility budget? No questions.
I'll ask about the hygiene line item. Just see what that is.
Those are hygiene products for the prisoners in the detention facilities. And in current year, we budgeted for that in criminal justice, but we've swapped the expenses, and so we're going to put our common carrier expense over in criminal justice and move the hygiene. It just pretty much is being handled that way because of available funding.
And this revenue stream, where is this one?
The county detention facility is made up of our booking fees that are associated with judgment.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the county detention facility budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 3046, Department 0418, County Jail.
Second.
Questions about the county jail budget?
All right, so I do need some explanation on this one.
Likewise.
So we would like to request that the mental health care contract, we have it separated from the general health care contract, and we would like to request that be paid out of American Rescue Plan. There's specific language within the American Rescue Plan that outlines the advanced mental health care of the underprivileged population, and so that's why we believe it's a very worthy expense to come out of that fund.
Yeah, I know we've had debate on other issues about the American Rescue Plan, but you're right, this is specifically listed as a legitimate expense on that.
For clarification, to separate the contract did not cost any additional funding to separate the two from each other, and so we chose to do that.
Okay.
Is the $164,000, is it how much that they earmarked it? That's all of the mental health portion of the contract?
Yes, that's for the annual contract for 2022, for the mental health only.
And how much was the remaining part of the medical? Probably about
$629,000.
Yes, and the rescue plan is the unrestricted money, is that correct?
No, it is. Oh. It's encumbered, but this is listed as a legitimate expense for it. Now, this comes out of the big pool.
The big pool.
Yeah.
And I'll just say that some might see this as an ongoing expense, and some might not be inclined to use this money for, this one-time money for an ongoing expense, but I don't necessarily personally see it that way. If we don't have money for it, we don't have to fund it. I think that we have an opportunity to fund it. It's a legitimate need for these funds, and definitely a legitimate need from what I hear about what's going on inside the jail. So I just want to say thank you all for finding a way to make this happen, and I support it.
Any further questions? None.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the county jail budget to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 3405, Department 0424, Federal Drug Forfeiture.
Second.
Questions?
So let me just ask, we're actually seeing a reduction of about 70%. Any explanation on the change while rates are going down?
Our drug control fund, which we've already reviewed, and then the federal drug forfeiture fund, those are both, there's not a steady revenue stream. It's just based on our seizures from drug forfeiture cases. So drug control is local and federal is federal cases. So it's just based on our available funding in that fund as of what we have right now.
Okay.
So that's what we appropriated. And both of them we're utilizing for a portion of the utilities for our investigation.
Okay, very good. Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the federal drug forfeiture budget to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for Fund 3407, Department 0421, Criminal Justice Sales Tax, County Jail.
Questions about criminal justice sales tax? No questions.
Yeah, so, Angie, I see this is where you moved the food that
yes,
you mentioned
sir.
Earlier.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Just give me one second, please.
You have some questions.
No questions. Thank you for the time.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the criminal justice sales tax budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for Fund 3407, Department 0436, Deputies and Dispatchers. Under the sheriff.
Second.
Questions?
So we've asked this of a couple of other departments, but just looking under fuel, oil, and lubricants, $80,000 increase. Obviously at $1 a gallon year over year.
Yes, our fuel bill has increased. I would say at least $5,000 a month, and you know we just don't know what to expect at this point.
Okay, very good.
I just have a question, Mr. Chairman. I noticed there's a couple line items that are highlighted and it says 21-30 in green. Does anybody else see that?
That's from when the full court and you all approved our dispatch center employee raises, and so that original salary was.
That's the amended number.
It's the amended.
Because we approved those to go into effect immediately, isn't
yes,
that correct?
Yes, in September, yes, sir.
Okay, I was wondering why the jump wasn't quite as substantial. Thank you.
Yes, it's the difference. So they're not getting the full 12%. They're getting the difference of what their original salary was.
Yep.
The 12%.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what the miscellaneous law enforcement use for?
That is a very wide range. It's miscellaneous law enforcement equipment. So we can purchase our bulletproof vests, which are close to $1,000 a piece, but they're right under that. There's a lot of other law enforcement equipment items that we can purchase, our handguns, things like that, ammunition. It's multiple things, and so it's kind of really large. And we have found that with the ammunition shortage that's happening, we're trying to buy in bulk when we can. And so we're just trying to put a little bit of extra money in there so it's a little bit easier for us to do that.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the deputy dispatcher's budget to the full court indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Good.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for fund 3027, department 0408, district court probation fees.
Second.
Any questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the district court probation fees budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 1000, Department 0409, District Court.
Second.
Good. Any questions?
And I'll make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the District Court budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion fund 1000, Department 0500, Office of Emergency Management.
Second.
Questions about the OEM budget?
Did I not see Sheila earlier?
She's here.
I'm here.
Oh, I'll see. I thought I didn't see you back there.
I'm just going to wait and see if y'all have any questions.
So, I just, no salaries come out of this budget then?
No, sir.
Okay. So, just quick question. You've got your fuel, oil, and lubricants flat, and pretty much all the other departments have adjusted for that. Kind of a weird question, but just making sure you've got that covered.
I do, and we actually only use that for travel because the other times we get our fuel from the shop.
So okay.
We don't
so we come out of that budget then.
Correct.
Very good. All right, thank you.
Further questions?
I'll make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the OEM budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 3020, Department 0501, 911/PSAP.
Second.
Questions about the 911 fund?
Anyone speak as to the maintenance and service contracts increase?
I can. That is, we had come before the court back in May to look at getting some adjustments to salaries because basically our office had taken over the GIS since we lost our GIS person. And that kind of went on for quite some time, so we decided
for 2022.
Instead of a person?
Instead of our office doing it, yes.
Right, okay.
No further questions?
Yeah, I got a call in it, I think. I didn't notice this. No, that's fine. It looks like on, you know, two of the dispatcher's positions are paid out of that. This appropriation for 2022 shows them getting the full 12%. And I don't know if that needs to be adjusted or not. I know we all haven't decided on the cost of living adjustment, but I think you had talked about cutting the dispatchers down because they had just got that increase. So.
It's an oversight.
Angie, do you have the numbers?
Yes, because we have the same in our budget. Mm-hmm. The salary with the difference is $34,822.86.
And that's for dispatcher 1286, 87, and 88.
Is that correct? Just 1286 and 1287. Yes.
So, Mr. Anderson, do we need to consider that a typo, or do we need to make a motion to amend?
I think you can do it either way, but I prefer amend just so we have it on the record.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we amend it.
Yes, sir.
Second.
Okay, the motion on the floor is to amend which line?
It's going to be 280.
1286 and 1287.
That's right, yeah.
And could we have that number?
1286?
The amended number.
34,822.86.
Thank you.
And this would also reflect the following numbers as well.
That's correct.
So just so y'all understand.
Yeah. The main thing is, do y'all understand? So I guess we can call the vote, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we're clear on what's amended, being amended.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Good.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve as amended.
Second.
All in favor of passing the 911 PSAP budget as amended to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Good.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for Fund 1000, Department 0100, County Judge.
Second.
Further questions about the County Judge budget?
Mr. Anderson, as I'm looking through this, when you look at below the line, it looks like a reduction.
It is, yes, sir.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the county judge budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 1000, Department 0107, Coram Court.
Second.
No questions about the Coram Court budget?
I think it's appropriate just to note for the record that there's no increase for JP per diem. I make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the full court for its consideration, the quorum. All in favor of advancing the quorum court budget to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 1000, Department 0800, that's Veterans Services.
Second.
Questions about the Veterans Service budget?
So who does this fall under?
Our office.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So we're seeing a slight increase in that?
Yes, sir. We asked for a raise last year, and the court didn't give it to him, but Mr. Al Myers is who's the Veterans officer, and we felt like he does a pretty decent job, so we wanted to increase him by 10%.
Okay. No further questions on the Veterans Service budget.
Mr. Chair, make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the Veteran Service budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 3006, Department 0120, County Recorder's Cost.
Second.
Questions about the County Recorder's Cost Fund.
Mr. Chair, I see there's a reference here of a 21-33. I guess that is an ordinance, and that probably
that's correct. That was Chief Deputy Ray's.
Different ordinance.
I believe it was a different ordinance because we required separate ordinances for pay raises in different departments now. I believe every department has a different ordinance.
I see.
Chair, I make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the County Recorder's Cost Fund to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 1000, Department 0102, Circuit Clerk.
Second.
Questions about the Circuit Court budget?
Circuit Clerk.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the Circuit Clerk's budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for Fund 3012, Department 0114, Child Support.
Second.
Questions about the child support budget?
I have one question. Who administers this fund?
Hang on a second. The circuit clerk's on the phone. Justice Pearson has a question.
I would just like to know how this fund is administered and where the revenue comes from, just for my own knowledge.
I'm sorry, I have a little trouble hearing that. Could you repeat that, please?
Hey, Crystal, I just would like to know for myself. I'm assuming the revenue comes from child support payments, or I just like to know where the revenue stream comes from and how it's administered.
Okay, yes. So there is a $36 fee that is charged when child support is paid through the registry, which is our office. And we're just a pass-through, so whoever's paying the child support brings in a check made out to who it's going to. We log that into the computer, and then we send it, we mail it to the person it's going to, or they pick it up, whichever they have arranged. So what we collect is $36 a year for each account we're maintaining.
Okay, that's my only question. Anybody else?
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the child support budget to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That concludes our list for tonight. Are there anything further to come before the court?
So we have a meeting Tuesday?
We have the regular scheduled budget and finance committee meeting next Tuesday at 6 o'clock here. Yes.
So I think, Mr. Chair, I'd like to suggest that we ask the judge to have a full court meeting to discuss actually the COLA. And let's get that resolved before we carry this over into the full court meeting the following week.
You want to have a discussion, or are you going to do it as a motion?
I think I'll make a motion so that we can have a discussion.
Okay. Second.
Further discussion.
I just want to just clarify, because the full court meeting would fall the week of Christmas Eve, is that right? Okay, and that's pushing a little late. I know a lot.
In all fairness, I don't want to be here till 11 o'clock that night.
I agree with you. So would this take place if our committee meeting, or would we still have committee?
No, I think we still have a committee meeting. We have normal county business that we need to conduct.
Okay.
No, we'll actually be conducting two meetings that night, correct? A committee meeting, and then we'll move into a full court, special full court meeting.
Yeah. We could probably have a 30-minute budget meeting scheduled the full court, like at 6:30-ish.
Are we going to put on that agenda, Justice Higgins, specifically the COLA discussion for the full court?
Can, or we can put on their budget.
Sorry, go ahead. I was just going to add, I think it makes sense to put the budget on there, because this may be a link. We don't know how long this discussion will go. It's an important issue, and just in case, that buys us, if we need it, that extra meeting before the end of the year. So I think that makes sense for me.
Yeah, my thought is, in all fairness, I mean, this is an important issue. I don't want to come in here Christmas Eve and try to rush it through, and and people trying to get out the lips. Let's have it so that by Christmas Eve we'll have a bow on it. Whatever changes, let's give the staff time. If there's any need for any changes, and so then when we come in on the 24th, we can pass the budget, shake hands, and go off to the holiday. That's my thought.
Yeah, I like it. I think it gives more members more time to be a part of that conversation. I know that was a concern.
Right.
So I'm in favor of the motion.
I would point out we may have a problem with Justice Strain. I know he's sick right now, and I don't know that he will be able to attend Tuesday. So that is one thing. We might be down on strength, I guess, is what I'm getting at, if the purpose is to let everybody have time to talk about this.
I did reach out to Justice Strain about that issue on what his availability would be for Tuesday, and he said he thought he could make it. That was just this afternoon or early around noon that he texted that. So
okay, that'd be my only concern. Otherwise, yeah.
I do believe that there is one justice, and that's Justice Rowland, that indicated she would not be able to make it. She's on vacation or out of town next week, so. Although I think Justice Strain might be able to make it, depending on his health, I don't think Justice Rowland would be able to make it.
Justice Higgins, the COLA is an integral part of our budget. And rather than addressing the COLA only, we should probably ask the judge to raise the entire budget and let the budget be the central issue,
rather than the COLA being the central issue.
No, I agree, Judge Pickett, that that way if we venture off and the only agenda item is COLA, that would limit, you know, the breadth of our
discussion. Yeah.
Yes.
And again, in the spirit of transparency, I want to be able to discuss the budget.
Yes.
So that would be my motion, is that we request the judge to schedule a meeting so that we can have a budget discussion with the full court.
And we have a second, Mr. Brown?
Second.
Okay. Yep. All in favor of asking the motion to ask the judge to call a special court meeting next Tuesday to discuss the budget?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Okay.
Now, is there anything further to come before the court? Yes?
I only have a question. When you passed the Veterans Services budget, did you not pass a 10% increase? And would that involve the COLA or not?
It seemed to be outside of the COLA, and it was a... it was a small amount. I mean, I think the total amount was like $10,000 for the whole thing, maybe $1,200.
It wasn't an above the line expense.
The amount of the increase, whatever you justify for the increases, is your call. My question is that you had other departments that put in for raises and got them, and their COLA was limited by the amount of that raise. Seems you're doing the whole thing plus the raise. So there's a dichotomy there that I thought you ought to probably resolve.
Yeah, no, this one did not include, this one was not included in the COLA according to the sheet that I looked at.
Yeah, oh, okay. I believe our Veterans Service Coordinator is not an employee of the county. That's a contract position, so it's a separate line item.
I just want to ensure we didn't have a situation where all of a sudden somebody came up and said, look at what this and everything has to be changed over it.
Yeah.
Is there anything further before come before the committee tonight?
Move we adjourn?
Second.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Do you know if that thing got on the website?
Yeah.